Jesus and Our Lady, in their messages to Veronica of the Cross, have warned that a great monetary crash and depression is soon coming, and that it will affect every person in every nation of the world. On September 7, 1985, Our Lady said,
"My child and my children, the days will grow darker, and there will be hunger in your land. Yes, my child, what I brought you here for this evening is to tell the world that there will be a crash in the monetary doings of your government, an absolute crash that will affect every man, woman, and child in the United States and Canada, and then, like a serpent, creep all over Europe until the world sees one big mass of depression. I can illustrate to you, my children, what I mean by this monetary depression. Should you go and wish to buy a small instrument, even a guitar, that we hear plucking away at the dervishly and devilry of what is called the musical mass, strung by guitars and other creations of Satan. My child, I go on to tell you, you will say that the guitar is not a costly item, but in order to buy this guitar, you will carry an actual satchel, an overnight bag size, my child, let us put it that way clearly, of notes, your currency. It will take a whole suitcase of paper money that no longer has a value. You will soon be reduced to bartering for your food. My child, how can you stop this? Are you going to sit back and allow them to ravage your land as they go about in the outer waters, sailing and diving and watching and coming into your land, keeping with them contact with an organization called the KGB. You see, my child, the enemy is very cagey. He has it all planned that man shall capitulate to save his body, to save his material goods, to save his money, as money has become the god for many. Money and power, this, my child and my children, is what brings upon the wars and the killings and the murders.
On November 1st, 1985, Our Lady said,
"You will understand and broadcast the message to the world that there will be a great destruction in the monetary systems of the world. It will affect both the United States and Canada and all the great powers of the world. And I repeat again, you will go to your stores to do your shopping, carrying papers, which may as well be newspapers, for the value they will have to purchase even food will be nil. How can a great country like the United States fall, you say, my child? You ask me in your heart. I read your heart. I will tell you why. Because they have given themselves over to Satan. When a country has lost its morality and seeks the pleasures of the flesh, giving over themselves over to all manner of abominations like homosexuality and condoning this up to the highest courts of the land, then that country shall fall."
On June 18, 1988, Our Lady said,
"You will follow the rules of charity, holiness, and also faith. The greatest is faith. Faith in your fellow man. Not only accepting the sorrows of earth, but do not search, my children, for wealth, within 2 years or less, there will be a great crash of the market. The whole world's monetary systems will be paralyzed.
The coming crash and depression are not to be seen as the result of bad financial decisions or blind forces converging, but the result of intentional and careful planning on the part of the Illuminati. Their intent is to destroy all currencies of the world and to merge them into a one-world currency for a one-world government. On October 1st, 1988, our Lord said,
"Much of your money from the world's capitals arrive in New York. These monies are being gathered to start another war. There is a group in your nation called the Illuminati. They are made up of the major money holders, and for money they have sold their souls and the souls of thousands. My child and my children, pray a constant vigilance or prayer. Keep this going throughout the United States and all other nations of the world, for there is little time left. Soon, in the plans of the Eternal Father, he shall set forth and allow to come upon mankind a great money disaster. In this way, it will prove to you that the disaster back in the 1920s, my children, was as nothing compared to what will happen now. I talk of a great depression coming upon mankind. This is well planned by those in control and should hit your country, the United States and Canada, within the next 2 years. Can this be stopped, my child? Anything can be if we can reach the people in time."
On September 13, 1975, St. Michael said,
"There is a man who hides behind the mask, ruling your country. He will soon approach and reveal himself. He is the man who compromises your country for the love of power.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy..."
He has affiliated all of the money powers of the world. Join them for unity of a one world government. Step down and reveal yourself. The leader. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The man behind the mask, Mr. Rockefeller. The man behind the mask. There sets in your country masses of great magnitude. Recognize the Grand Masters in control. As it was in the time of my son, they now control your country. A synagogue of Satan is covering your land.
This CD was produced by St. Michael's World Apostolate. For more information, contact St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or call 718-359-3908, or go to our website, www.smwa.org. The complete audio messages from heaven to the Sea of Veronica of the Cross are available on CD from 1980 to 1994 for a donation of $4.95 each. Please specify the date of each message when ordering. You can listen to these messages on our website at www.smwa.org.